No Score by Lawrence Block, read by Greg Gorton.
Chapter 1.
"I shouldn't even be here," she said.
"Oh, you should," I said. I looked at her, and I got this very sudden, very tight feeling in my throat, as though I had done a very ungood job of swallowing something large. I swallowed again, and the tight feeling moved downward through my chest and stomach, and down to the very pit of my stomach, where it settled and put down roots and applied for citizenship papers. "Now, you really must be cool," I told myself, "because she's here, and so are you, and if you just stay cool and play your cards right, everything will work out." But the trouble with telling yourself things, I've discovered, is that the part of you that's being told is always dimly aware that the other part, the part that's doing the telling, is trying to con you, for Pete's sake. I mean, it's like staging a wrestling match between your two hands, or trying to commit suicide by holding your breath. If you try that, you eventually pass out and start right in breathing again, so I understand. I experimented once when I was about 13, but I got to thinking that maybe this was just a big story, and you really could kill yourself that way if you were very strong-willed, and I decided that I was a pretty strong-willed person, and was thus running a real risk. So what I did was go into this fake swoon and collapse gracefully on my bedroom rug. I was in my bedroom at the time and all alone, so you might wonder why I didn't just start breathing more or less naturally instead of putting on an act. That would be a tough one to answer, actually. But anyway, none of this has very much to do with what was going on between me and Francine. What was going on between me and Francine was that we were in my room, not the bedroom where I held my breath and swooned, but the room I was renting now, which was in an attic upstairs over a barber shop. Francine thought she shouldn't even be here, and I thought she should.